My name's Anthony Madrid. Send me up the wrong side of Moth's Eyebrow Mountain. Hey, high-ranking god, unjustly demoted at the recent most change of cards. You who beat stars from Arabic, jacket iron, take command of my battering radius. For these unmanned flights to Mars will never turn up the least dot of water. For how can anyone turn up the water without first laying hands on the spigot? The bigotry of these ineducable children is like the magnetosphere of the sun. Gaseous giants patrol the darkness under sway of that mysterious force. The prime numbers, too, are subject to gravity. They, too, have a galactic center, that pulsing zero, indivisible, with nullity and emptiness for all. The doll I had as a child was nothing if not anatomically correct. When I looked in its pants, the feeling I had was indescribable revulsion. Barbie, don't trust that Ken. He may be good with shapes and colors, but insofar as you let him drive the car, that's how far you drive up the tree. In due time, we shall see for ourselves who is prophet and who is fool. We'll see who has to cook the books to show a return on owner's equity. So send me up the wrong side of Moth's Eyebrow Mountain. Set me down in a sinking place where I'll need all this equipment I don't even know how to use to make it up the first ice wall. And now Madrid is wearing a spacesuit. He forged it in this poem's first couplet, and now he is splashing around in shattered glass with a family of sexy robots. This poem is called "The Masculine God of Passive Longing is Riding the Head of a Flower." The masculine god of passive longing is riding the head of a flower. He fits an arrow into the corner of his bow and draws back his right fist to his ear. 27 August 2009, last days of 40. With the fifth decad of the cantos about to begin, I must find a way to trick my grief. I must find a way to trick my grief to outstrip it, or dodge it as one dodges a cop. For is this done by wreathing myself seven times round with elegant quickness? The white elephant is my witness. I have set up a table out front of the information kiosk that can be found at the top of his spine. Spieglein, Spieglein an der Wand, wer ist die schönste im ganzen Land? I'll run an extension cord up to the sun. Robe and tassel, cap and gun. Not saying I'm a good person. I deserve what punishments I get. And yet when it comes to men and women, I have my head screwed on straight. I know how to draw a beaded cord through a just barely big enough aperture, and then make the sound of that into a new kind of prosody. Where the Monongahela River meets the mighty Allegheny is a jewelry box metropolis that dare not speak its name. And it's obvious the founding fathers found the very thing they were looking for, the busy work and distraction that come from living in a hostile environment. And the nostril is a great conduit for the temporality-boggling dharma. But Bhagavan, I am quits with the temporality-boggling dharma. Halloween last, I got trashed, wound up at the wrong party, finger-fucked a sleestack. Captain Lou Albano shook his finger in my face, but I flicked my skirt and ran around and jammed a fork in an avocado. Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, Sacagawea. Fuss factor 50, and you could have got us all killed. You know many and many an astonishing thing. But now the child wants to lecture you for a while.